Lars Dalen, Willamette Valley, Oregon, December 12, 2007, change year 9.
Hold 'em!
The long pikes bristled out, a 16-foot barrier in front of the line.
Hold them!
Horses reared and bugled as the charge stalled before the hedgehog menace, giant shapes in the gray misty light of the winter afternoon. Mud flew from under their hooves and squelched beneath the infantry's boots. Pikes stabbed for the horse's unprotected bellies. A hoof shattered the ashwood haft of a pike, and splinters flew, and the foot-long spearhead pinwheeled away. Clods of earth flew into the air. Riders leaned far over in the saddles, hacking at points or thrusting with the lance. Wet, oiled chainmail gleamed with a liquid ripple.
Now forward!
Michael Howell saw that the charge was thoroughly stalled, and the lancers at their most vulnerable, tangled and unable to maneuver.
Push a pike! Hakapali!
The line of pikes advanced, jabbing with two-handed thrusts at the mounts and riders. The horse slipped on the treacherous footing and crashed over as it tried to turn. The formation grew uneven as it surged forward, leaving wedges of open space between the files. Howell cursed as two riders pushed their mounts through a gap in the wall of weapons, striking down left and right at helmets and shoulders. The fifth and sixth ranks had glaives rather than pikes, 7-foot shafts topped with heavy, pointed blades for stabbing and chopping, and a cruel hook on the reverse. Howell held one himself. He dodged a slash, and his weapon darted out. The hook caught on mail beneath an armpit. He braced his feet and hauled, and the rider came off. An armored body met sodden, muddy turf. He reversed the glaive with a quick, expert flick and drove the point down to menace the rider's face. The fallen lancer raised one fist, middle finger extended.
Okay. Timeout.
Howell grounded his glaive and reached a hand down.
You all right, honey?
Signe grinned up at him, unbuckling her helmet and shaking back long, wheat-colored braids. Her cornflower blue eyes sparkled in a long, oval, straight-featured face. It would have been Nordic perfection, except for the slight white line a sword had nicked across the bridge of her nose.
You mean apart from the bruises and contusions? You betcha.
Wimp. Real women wear contusions like they were a corsage. All right, everyone, gather around.
The infantry company did, and the 40 A-lister cavalry. Stretcher parties carried off half a dozen with injuries bad enough to need the medicos. That was a pity. But sweat shed and training saved blood,